In keeping with our industry's values of conservation and renewability, we decided to recycle an old building with as many environmentally friendly features as possible, and to take part in the revitalization efforts of this community. So we bought this building from the Catholic Diocese, and we want to thank Bishop Gados and Monsignor Kerwicki for being here today, and we'd be grateful for any prayers you could send our way. And also to your boss for providing this weather. The petroleum industry has not built a new refinery in the last 30 years. However, the biodiesel industry, the U.S. biodiesel industry, has built more than 150 renewable refineries in the last 3 years, which supports an estimated 20,000 jobs across the country. National Biodiesel Board now has over 470 organizational members nationwide and includes representatives from all types of fats and oils, including companies working to make biodiesel from algae and other second-generation feedstocks. There are now 5 state biodiesel organizations in the states of Minnesota, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Texas, and California. In addition to this national headquarters building, we have a 5-person office in Washington, D.C., that is linked to us through state-of-the-art video conferencing, courtesy of our own information technology company, NBBIT. We're excited about biodiesel's role in helping stimulate new investment in agriculture and plant science research while creating green jobs and adding to our domestic energy supply in a renewable and sustainable way. We're very grateful to have this beautiful new building, and we're grateful to you for being here with us when we cut the ribbon here later this morning.